Welcome, everybody. It is Hump Day Wednesday here on the Maggie Dawn Show and the Civic Media Radio Network. We do have a packed program this afternoon. Our discussion will, per usual here on this program, talk about the impacts in your life to regular people from the brutal bill that the House of Representatives has adopted that will basically help transfer even more money from working people to the top 1%. I mean, as if we haven't done enough of that damage already. Remember, everybody, you want your pins that say 51 trillion so that your friends ask you, what is 51 trillion? And you can say, that is the amount of money that Republican policies have helped transfer, the amount of wealth that Republican policies have helped transfer from the bottom 90% of us to the top 1% from 1981 to 2021. And all of that disastrous hurt being leveled at ordinary Americans is only continuing, multiplying, and exponentially increasing under the MAGA regime. I've got a guest here today to help us understand what's going on with emergency food assistance. I always thought it was kind of a given. Let's make sure people have enough to eat. But apparently not. I am very pleased to welcome to the show for this first half hour, Bobby Kogan. He's the Senior Director of Federal Budget Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. And he used to work in the Office of Management and Budget when it wasn't Russell Vogt and some very creepy cast of characters. Welcome so much, Bobby, to the Maggie Dawn Show. Pleasure to have you.
Maggie, thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so let's just start at the federal level, and then I want to get down into the details of how Wisconsin families will be impacted. But on the federal level, I've been hearing some pretty big numbers that we're looking at 300 plus billion in cuts to emergency food assistance. And that may, in turn, deprive some 18 million plus kids of school lunches. Are these facts correct? Tell us how to understand what's going on with SNAP.
Right. So the House bill calls for the single largest cuts to SNAP in history by far. They'd shift a lot of costs on the states. They kick a lot of people off. You put it all together, they'd be kicking off 3 million people, but they'd kind of be putting at risk maybe 11 million more people. And then on top of that, they'd be, I think you're pulling back the TFAP, this kind of emergency money that kind of helps states out, runs food banks, helps with schools and that sort of stuff. And so I think that was what you were referring to. So put it all together, it would kind of dramatically increase hunger in the United States of America.
No question about it. And again, I want to place this, Bobby, in context for people as folks who may be entering Social Security eligibility ranges. They're going to not be able to get a hold of anybody at the Social Security Administration. People who receive Medicaid are not going to be able to keep their benefits going, even if they are qualified and working full time to receive those benefits. And bellies will go empty. More Americans will be hungry than before the brutal big bill. So we've got the basics down, Bobby. Let's dive into some of the details in Wisconsin and what's going to be happening for Wisconsin families that have food insecurity, a particularly pernicious problem made only worse by Donald Trump's terror of tariff tax, right? Like, food prices have been all over the place. He was largely elected in part to help bring egg prices down, food prices down. We're not seeing that. One need only go to the grocery store, buy what you usually do. And it's just as expensive as it was before January 21st, if not more expensive. So what are we looking at? What are the numbers? How many Wisconsin families and individuals do we think are going to be impacted by these draconian cuts to emergency food help?
Well, could be as many as all of them. This is a really untested kind of thing. So number one thing that it does that would affect every single Wisconsinite who is receiving food assistance is that they would bar any future administration from updating kind of the way that the updating kind of the way that the numbers are pegged. That's all a long way of saying that the Biden administration increased. They kind of took into account the fact that the cost of a healthy meal had risen faster than inflation. They took that into account. They increased benefits to account for that. This would bar that for everyone. And so what this means is that relative to what people are expected to be able to get, everyone's benefits will be behind. That's one thing that they're doing to, you know, all, I don't know, maybe a million Wisconsinites who are receiving aid. Number two, now we're kicking off a meaningful portion of that population. There are existing work requirements for SNAP, but these are kind of much more draconian. They would make it so that if you are legally retired, all of a sudden you might not be receiving your benefits anymore. They bump it up, that kind of able-bodied up to 64. And so if you are retired, you're receiving your Social Security.
Too bad.
Now all of a sudden, yeah, too bad. They're also kind of, there's a kind of a hardship waiver that there's kind of an understanding that if the economy goes sour, then we understand that you might have lost your job, but they're bumping that up to be 10%. And to put that into 10% unemployment rate, and to put that in context, in the Great Recession, right, when in 2007, 2008, 2009, we hit 10% in 1 month once. And so what we're really saying is, you know, good luck, unless we have true economic
collapse,
calamity.
Yes.
Yeah, total collapse. You're just still going to be out. You're just still going to be out your food assistance because now you're deemed a moocher. So you lose it. Then all of a sudden, you know, your family has less money. They also change. It used to be that if you had dependents, anyone 17 or younger, then you're kind of held harmless. They're switching that from anyone 6 or younger. So now there's less money for you and your 7-year-old because you're deemed a moocher because you lost your job in 9.5% unemployment situation. So all of a sudden, tons and tons and tons of people are kind of in trouble. And then the thing that's even worse behind all of this is that they're shifting a lot of costs onto states. I mean, kind of in some cases, 20%, 25%. And so now all of a sudden states are having to make up the difference. And they do that how? By raising sales taxes and property taxes on Wisconsinites.
Yeah, Bobby, that number that has been estimated by the Wisconsin Department of Human Services is estimated to be costing Wisconsin taxpayers $314 million more a year simply because of the cost shift this bill anticipates. Hey, we're not going to pay for it anymore. The federal government, hey, state and state taxpayers, you pay for that. That again, minimum $314 million per year. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got Bobby Kogan with us. He used to work at the Office of Management and Budget. He is currently the Senior Director of Federal Budget Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're talking about the impacts of the big, brutal bill on food insecure families in Wisconsin. Here are some facts. Food support is received by 1 in 8 Wisconsin residents. I just want us to sit with that for a minute. 1 in 8. I guarantee you, every single person who can hear my voice right now, there is someone in your circle of connection that is receiving emergency food assistance. You may not know it. They may not tell you because there has been such shame since Ronald Reagan attached to receiving this kind of help. But someone you know in your circle is receiving emergency food assistance. As Bobby has been explaining to us, all of those people may see benefit reductions, benefit loss, additional red tape to keep food in their bellies. Bobby, at base, there seems to be a tension to me between the objectives that I hear the MAGA regime say that they want to see in the world, people pulling themselves up out of poverty, people discovering, as if we all didn't know this, the dignity of being able to support oneself through work, right? All of these things. They want better achievement, better results from public education. Nobody can do any of those things if they're sick and hungry. So I just don't get how this gets us closer to this, you know, perfect future state that the MAGA regime envisions where everybody's perfectly self-sufficient and nobody ever falls on hard times.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be pretty heartless to take food away from a 7-year-old because their parent lost a job. none of the stuff that they're doing can really credibly be called going after waste, fraud, and abuse, right? They frame it as waste, fraud, and abuse, but it's not fraudulent for you to receive food assistance just because you lost your job. It's not fraudulent for you to receive food assistance if you're caretaking, right? So one of the things that they're actually doing is they're putting up significant, you mentioned this, but they're putting up a lot of red tape. And so, you know, the truth is almost everyone who really can be working and on these benefits is working, right? So plenty of people have disabilities, plenty of people are kind of in permanent caretaking roles. And then of the remaining people, almost everyone is working. But by putting up this red tape, you make it harder for everyone. You end up disenrolling tons of people who are kind of doing everything right and by the books. And so what it ends up doing is just kicking off a lot of people and taking away their food assistance. And there's actually a lot of evidence that shows that if one part of the family, you know, like if the parent ends up being no longer eligible, they don't necessarily know that they're eligible
their
on behalf
kid,
of their kid,
yes.
And then they don't sign up. And so now you're just like completely out the money. As you say, it is really hard to succeed if you are hungry, and it's really hard to succeed if you're sick. It's also really meager, right? I mean, SNAP benefits, the average SNAP benefit is a little bit more than $2 per person per meal. Very, very, very cheap. And so you're really pinching pennies, right? And I guess the other point that I would make is it's not as if we are asking everyone to tighten their belts. It's not as if they came and they said the deficit is out of control, so we need everyone to tighten their belts. What they're doing is they're making the poorest people in America tighten their belts to help pay for giant tax cuts to the rich. They're letting the rich loosen their belts while the poor are tightening their belts. And that is, a pretty ridiculous bill.
There are key facts about those that receive emergency food assistance. These are working people. These are not people that are sitting around simply collecting emergency food assistance. 60% of households that receive food assistance in the state of Wisconsin have kids that are receiving those emergency food benefits. And as you say, Bobby, these are not luxury benefits. These are de minimis benefits. We're going to drop the specific dollar figures, again, averaging under $2 per day, per meal, per person. We're going to talk about those specifics. Again, the scope of impact here in the state of Wisconsin. Join Bobby and I, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to all do better when we got bellies full to go to school and work. Why does the MAGA regime want to make Wisconsinites hungrier? I do not understand. This discussion continues on the other side.